Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Professor Greg Riegert, Clemson researcher and international fruit specialist, explained that elderberries are primarily wind-pollinated. Although the flowers are extraordinarily showy, you'd think that would be a sign they're attracting all sorts of pollinators. They don't produce nectar, so insect visitors would only be collecting the pollen. Still, their value to wildlife is high, as the hundreds of dark purple fruits that each flower head produces are devoured by over 45 species of birds and raccoons, among others, and the Missouri Department of Conservation reports that one sharp-eyed naturalist even saw a box turtle enjoying those berries. All parts of the plant, except the flowers and cooked fruits, contain poisonous compounds, so this is one plant that grazers should not eat in the field. But properly prepared, these have been used for pies, wines, and jellies. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.